Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
It was a memorable night at the Dean Dome in multiple ways. This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. In the third snow game with free admission in the history of the Smith Center, mostly students packed the lower arena and made like the Carolina Crazies in the Tar Heels' 97-73 slaughter of struggling NC State. But by far the loudest cheer came when Chancellor Lee Roberts walked to midcourt with a microphone during a second-half timeout. He received a mixed reception until announcing classes were canceled for tomorrow, Thursday. A thunderous roar followed. The icy conditions prompted Roberts' decision, and he became a hometown hero for the moment. Less noticed in the crowd and braving the weather was UNC's new football coach, Bill Belichick, in a puffy Carolina jacket along with his partner, Jordan Hudson. The Tar Heels won their second straight game in what must be a six-in-a-row run to keep them on the NCAA tournament bubble. And perhaps their best performance of the season bodes well for the next four opponents, who, like the Wolfpack, are all in the second division of the ACC. It was a blowout almost from the jump, with a 23-8 start growing to a 30-point lead on three consecutive baskets to start the second half by Van Allen Lubin, the only Tar Heel to not take a shot or score before intermission. Val wound up one of four players in double figures, led by R.J. Davis's 21 points and 15 from Seth Trimble, who led all rebounders with seven. Former Heel turned pack starter Dontrez Styles had 18 points and three trays. In beating State for the seventh straight time in Chapel Hill, UNC's domination sent the Pack to 3-12 in the ACC and 10-16 overall. This squad is far from the team that swept five games in the ACC tournament last year to earn the automatic NCAA bid. Carolina was outplayed in the first matchup while winning in Raleigh by 2 points, which began a nine-game losing streak that sunk State for the season and put coach Kevin Keats back in jeopardy of getting fired once the Pack plays it out. At halftime, State was getting whacked 54-36, plus on points in the paint, second-chance points, fast-break points, and bench scoring. The beating was so thorough that UNC did not trail for the second straight game and the fourth time this season. After the win at Syracuse, R.J. Davis insisted, "We're all on the same page, and the Heels will have to prove it if they are to return to the postseason." Jalen Withers, praised vociferously by Yuba Davis after his season-best game, started again and blended in this time with 8 points and four rebounds. Elliot Cadeau also had eight and four bugaboo turnovers that continued to plague him. Cade Tyson, who has become a crowd favorite, entered late in the first half and swished 2 3-pointers from the corner. As Belichick might say, "We're on to Virginia." This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.